Kathy, coming back to you, so the Earth is getting its magnetic field from this mobile molten iron core in the centre. What's the shape of the magnetic field that that core produces?
Well, interestingly, the shape is very much like a bar magnet, as we've just been hearing, with two poles, a north pole and a south pole. And because the convection, the liquid is moving around so strongly influenced by the Earth's rotation, that bar magnet field lines up with the north-south poles, approximately. So it does look very much like a bar magnet, but it's caused by a very different mechanism.
What benefits does the field impart to us as dwellers on Earth?
Well, we've already heard about it shielding us from the vagaries of space weather. So it stops solar charged particles reaching the Earth's surface over most of the part. It gives us a way to navigate, as you were saying, as the start of this programme. It imparts a signature to the geology, which we found helpful in exploration for resources. And it really is our protective shield, and that's perhaps the most important thing about it.
And in protecting us also gives us that lovely light show that we call the aurora.
That's right.
And so why is it so important to study it, and what can it tell us?
Well, it does provide our window on the core. So a lot of the information that we have about the Earth's core has come from knowing its magnetic field and knowing how that field changes over time. We can also use it to investigate the geology. We can look for mineral resources. We can look for hydrocarbon resources. It's used to help when we're drilling for those resources. We can even see a magnetic field in the oceans when we're looking at the data collected by low Earth orbiting satellites. So because the oceans are a salty water, as they move around, they also generate a magnetic field in a rather similar way to the Earth's core itself. And we can see the ocean tides even.
Kathy, thank you very much for telling us all about it. Kathy Whaler there from the University of Edinburgh.